everybody! It's an energy drink. It's way too early to be drinking, although I may be drinking by the end of the day, almost I can guarantee you I will. Shocking news out of the SEC. Arkansas pivots, sort of, to Memphis coach Ryan Satterfield. And why do they do that? Because Auburn is hiring Alex Golish. There was some speculation that Ole Miss was going to be waiting around for old Golish. So Hunter Yurecek, misses out on his SEC hire. Famously, he had an agreement with Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin at the 11th hour said, you know what, I'm going to take my ass down to Ole Miss. Of course, that came with some glory, and it came with some whatever the hell we're dealing with right now. Lane Kiffin still hasn't made a decision. Meanwhile, Auburn and Arkansas have made their decisions. Man, what a wild Sunday. And it's just starting to heat up here. And again, we still don't know what the hell Lane Kiffin's doing. Damn, I feel bad. Now, again, I do feel horrible for Arkansas fans, because if this is the guy you wanted, Alex Golish, and you thought you had him, couldn't get it across the finish line for whatever reason, and now he's going to a rival. But, hey, this happens all the time where we get plan B and, or C or D, and it works out better than the guys we wanted. There's so many coaching searches. Most famously, Pete Carroll at Southern Cal. That's not who they wanted. He had a little mini dynasty. Nick Saban. They tried to hire Rich Rodriguez. Now, these guys sure as hell ain't the next Nick Saban, but I wouldn't. I mean, again, I don't know much about this Satterfield, but I do want to I want to shout out a friend of the show, because I saw this last night and I thought it was pretty interesting. This guy follows all of college football and not just the SEC like we do. So that's why I want to give him a shout out here if I can find his tweet real quick. But basically, he said, "Why in the hell is this Ryan Satterfield guy?" I swear I'm soberish. Basically, here it is. I'm gonna throw this on the screen so everybody can see it. And again, this maybe it shouldn't be the end all be all, but I do really respect this guy's opinion. Brad Power, shout out Brad. Ryan Satterfield is not well thought of in the coaching ranks. Those who follow the Memphis program closely want him gone. Really surprised when I see his name floated out there for big jobs. Has the best resources in the AAC, and he's never made the ACC championship game. So, again, take that for what it's worth. I do think I would rather have Golish. I know Shane would rather have. Shane loves old Golish, but God, what a wild time here in the SEC. Shout out, JR. We appreciate you. Good news for Mizzou. Chalk up more W's for the Tigers. And all day, Trey. We appreciate you too, but God, I feel like I've been on here for 30 minutes already. It's been 3 minutes. Ooh, how we feeling? Auburn, Alex Golish. Hell, that's a massive upgrade from old Hugh Freeze's dumbass. And I wasn't really fully on board with DJ Durkin getting the job either. We'll see if DJ Durkin remains as defensive coordinator. Anybody that missed it, we did a couple shows yesterday. And apparently a big sticking point for Mr. John Summerall, who it looks like he's going to be Florida's coach. We may be popping back on here at any moment to say John Summerall's the new Florida coach. But he was being told, I know this, that we want you, and you got to take DJ Durkin. He has to remain, is what, and he wasn't comfortable with that. And they also lowballed his ass. So, again, this is a solid solid pivot here by John Cohen. I think Alex, for all I know, Alex Golish could be a better coach than John Summerall. I don't know if I would go that far, but he certainly could be. So I like this hire for Auburn. Hate it for Arkansas. And after his 6-7 jokes, after his time on the playoff committee, I think the hottest seat in the SEC when it comes to ADs, if it's not Mitch Barnhart, it's probably old Hunter Yurecek. His ass got to go. Another one that screwed it up royally, though, I think even worse, is Scott Strickland. Let's just fire all these guys. We have pivoted from firing the coaches to firing the ADs. Some of these guys are totally incompetent, and we'll see what these. Well, hell, maybe we fire John Cohen too for screwing up the Sumrall thing. but no, I at the end of the day, I think Auburn's coming out here good. We'll see. Muscle Hawk says Memphis coaches are great at the next stop. I think obviously he's kidding with the Florida State guy. They can't afford to fire his ass. Who was the guy that went to Virginia Tech's Fuente? He flamed out spectacularly. Oh, buddy. Buddy. This is going to be one hell of a weekend here in the SEC. Trey, appreciate you. I know everyone's tired of the rerun, but I definitely called it. Bama, Georgia, SEC Championship. Go Dogs. Hope to see you down there, Trey. Shane and I officially, we haven't been credentialed. They never credential us for these damn things. But we will be at the SEC Championship down in Atlanta. We're going to get down there on Friday. Obviously, we'll be there Saturday. So maybe we can do something with the cousins. Maybe we can do like a cousin meetup. And I would really like that. Timothy, Sooners playoff band. Boober! Hell yeah, they are. Might even get a home playoff game. Probably not. We'll see, but I hope they do. I want all the SEC teams to play at home. I don't think I can ever, I never have I recalled seeing this though. Back-to-back coaching hires here in the SEC, and it's almost like Arkansas wanted to get this out there first because they lost their guy Golish at the 11th hour. And they said, go get Satterfield. Let's announce the Satterfield. And then about 5 minutes later, it leaked Auburn was hiring Alex Golish. So, man. And hell, Kentucky, they still have a coach for some damn reason. Mark Stoops, his ass got to go. Can't wait for him to get fired. Should have happened years ago. looks like they will officially announce Alex Golish with a press conference tomorrow. So that's going to be pretty interesting to see. Oh, man. What Arky thought they were getting to if I thought they were too. Couldn't get it across the goal line. Somebody wake up Cousin Shane. Shane's his sleeping ass. I don't know where he's at, but we'll catch him tonight for sure. But man, I'm still trying to figure out. We haven't touched on this. Lane Kiffin, his crazy ass. So here's what he's trying to pull now. He's saying, "Let me coach in the college football playoff, or I'm going to take all the coaches that I want to take to LSU." Apparently, he wants to take a bunch of them. He is saying he'll take them immediately. And I think Ole Miss is saying, well, hell, if you assistants are leaving, just get the hell out of here then. And apparently Pete Golding is not leaving under any circumstances. Never would have thought Pete Golding would be the one with you know, the courage to stay behind and coach his damn football team. But it may be Pete Golding. I know there's been a lot of Joe Judge speculation, but maybe Pete Golding is the interim coach here at Ole Miss. So Lane Kiffin burning this mother down as he heads to Baton Rouge. I'm sure that'll go well. There won't be any kind of any kind of drama as his ass leaves Baton Rouge here in a couple years. He'll leave it in a damn burning down too. So how we feel at Arkansas? Yeah, Arkansas fans are pissed. They should be. Get his ass out of here. I just got a text from shout out cousin James Bryant, the weatherman. He hates it. He hates his hire. Oh no, I feel bad for him. He says they will not commit. The money people are not willing to commit to Arkansas football right now. Oh, buddy. Hey, but again, now we'll see. I'm trying to envision what this Auburn offense. Imagine going from damn Hugh Freeze, the worst coach in the damn country, perhaps, at least on offense. He can lie his ass off and and cheat and steal and do all kinds of things. Now you're getting a quality guy in Alex Gullish, who's an offensive innovator. He's won big at South Florida. He was instrumental. Tennessee would take him in a heartbeat to be the offensive coordinator again. They have missed him dearly. Now he's bringing in his offense to Auburn. If Auburn can keep his defense together, and again, we'll see, will they keep DJ Durkin? That was the sticking point for John Sumrall. I have to imagine they probably, I don't know, but I would imagine they got Gullish to sign off on keeping DJ Durkin as defensive coordinator, and I think that's fine. And maybe Gullish wants him. I don't know. But hell, the defense ain't the problem at Auburn. But the point being, if they can have that caliber of defense with a competent offensive coach, we might be cooking. And if they can keep Deuce Knight, ooh, baby, in this offense, now we got something. Shout out people just coming in here saying, who in the hell's Arkansas hiring? They are hiring Ryan Silverfield. Shout out Muscle Hog. You know the hire sucks when Mike doesn't even know our coach's name. Silverfield. Yeah, I mean, well, he beat Arkansas. I mean, that's the best thing I can say about this guy. Let's look up his resume before I sit here and bash him too much here. Because Memphis is decent, right? I'm looking up his old wiki here. Let's throw this on the screen so everybody can revel in this man's record at the same time. Because I would imagine most of you are unfamiliar with him as well. 50-25. I mean, that's not bad. Ooh, Memorial Day. He was 1-9 at Memorial Day High School. That's not a good sign. Last couple years, though, I mean, solid, right? 8-4 this year at Memphis. 11-2, 10-3, 7-6, 6-6, 8. So, yeah, that's an Arkansas coach right there. a little above 500. Now, look at his conference record. That's 27-21 in the American Athletic. Yeah, oof. I think here in about 3 years. But hey, at least we don't have to wonder anymore about, who's going to be the coach. And maybe by that time, we'll have a new AD of one that can finish the deal, because I don't think it's going to be old Hunter after hiring this guy. But, God. And not to rub it in, but I was doing these this morning, these updated schedules, and I mean, sometimes you forget Arkansas lost 10 consecutive games to close it out, and this feels like a loss. I'm not gonna lie. So Arkansas is really 2-11 on the season after hiring this Ryan Satterfield. We're 2-11. Meanwhile, Auburn, I'm gonna give you 6-7 because you just won by getting Alex Gullish. How about that? Man, what a wild time here in the SEC. Did I miss the Lane announcement? No, you and Marty Smith are still awaiting the Lane Kiffin announcement. Shout out that Marty Smith. I'll be quite honest with you. I'm not like a huge Marty. I got nothing against the guy, but I'm just not a huge fan. You know, that's all right. It's okay to not follow people, right? But that guy's killing it down there in Oxford, behind the microphone, waiting for Lane Kiffin to give him updates. So, oh, all right, more breaking news. Boom. God, triple header here. Florida hires John Sumrall, Tulane coach, to be the next head coach of them Florida Gators. Let's see if, I'm trying to read here, has he made a decision? So Tulane is in their conference championship game. I'm trying to see if he is going to coach in that game or not. Doesn't seem like anyone knows. And it is kind of funny. It is funny. Man, we're going to have to change the damn name of this one too. But people comparing Billy Napier to John Sumrall, that is just asinine. Just because two guys come from G5, that's the stupidest shit. Look, you know who else came from G5? Nick Saban. Urban Meyer. I mean, you got to start somewhere, right? And Billy Napier at Louisiana, it took him 4 years, I think, to win that conference. John Sumrall's gone to he's been a head coach for 4 seasons. He's won conference championships. He's in another one. Literally all 4 of his years, his teams have made the conference championship game. Billy Napier, and this is, we all know what he is now, right? But what was known about him when Florida hired him is the same shit we know today. He's a really good recruiter. He can develop, he can identify talent, but he can't coach worth a shit. And that was his reputation at Louisiana. He had a hell of a lot better talent than anybody. That's why he was winning. And then we saw him bring a lot of that talent to Florida. And they were so good at Louisiana, guys like Osiris Torrance, the running back that they just had. I'm forgetting his name already, but the guy they had under Billy Napier for years who was awesome. I mean, he had that caliber of athlete at Louisiana. They were kicking ass. Now they come to the SEC and he just can't coach worth a shit. Summerall can coach. He's going to coach his ass off. I would have loved John Summerall for Auburn. I thought that was a home run. Ole Miss, I mean, I don't think it matters where John Summerall goes. I think he'll do really well. The only sticking point, I would say, for Florida, they kind of demand explosive offense, high scoring, passing attack. I don't think that's John Summerall. So I'm not guaranteeing this works. This of all the openings in the SEC, this is kind of the one I would least put. I mean, they wanted Lane Kiffin, right? They wanted Steve Spurrier 2.0. You get John Summerall. He's more Kirby Smart than he is Steve Spurrier. So I still think he's a hell of a coach. I don't know if he's a perfect fit for Florida. Liquid said he doesn't. I don't know what to think. See, the Gator fans always hate it. I mean, of Golish, Silverfield, whatever the fuck his name is. I mean, this guy is like twice as good as these guys, right? So I don't know. I think you're coming out ahead here, but the fit is not great. The fit is not great. GTA will be released before Thanksgiving makes his decision. Aggie in Idaho, this might be your Elko Florida fan. Yeah, I bet you'd like it if he was the next Elko and beats everybody but Texas. You'd live with that. You don't play Texas every year, but Elko can't beat Texas to save his life. man, what a day. Lane Kiffin's probably going to announce here. Based on how quickly all this shit's happening. So if you missed it, Arkansas, they fucked this up royally. They got Ryan Silverfield, whoever the hell that is. Auburn, you crushed it. You get Golish. Significant upgrade over Hugh Freeze's dumbass. And then Florida, honestly, I think I want to say crushed it because of the fit, but I'll say you nailed it here. John Summerall, absolutely a great coach. Okay, Auburn just made it official. Golish. Official to Auburn. That's good. I thought it was official to Arkansas, but I guess not. A couple days ago. How wild is it that Golish and Summerall and Silverfuck, all these guys have made their decision before Lane Kiffin. And we've been waiting literally more than a month for Lane Kiffin to make his decision. Emily says anyone's an upgrade over Freeze. Cousin Ben says, yeah, Silverfield, he'll probably be the best of the damn bunch. He probably will. I hope he does for Mike. Are these official confirmations? The only one official right now is old Golish to Auburn. That's the only one official. Maybe Arkansas is trying to get out of this deal with Silverfield. I don't know. I doubt it, but none of the. I mean, the rest of these are being reported by about 20 people. So yeah, I mean, unless something catastrophic happens, John Summerall to Florida and Silverfish. That's what I'm going to call him. Man, I was so excited about the Russian boar. We can't call him that anymore now, right? The Russian Eagle? Well, that sounds kind of stupid, but man. Hairy Legs, this is Golish, the best among them. Perhaps. Could very well be. That's a good hire. Very good hire, I think, for old Auburn. Hell, I think I'd rather have him over, you know, Eli Drinkwitz for $13 million, whatever the hell he's making, which is ridiculous, you know? So, Auburn, I think you did well. And now we wait for old Lane Kiffin. Man, triple header. I had to change this headline. right before posting this, I'm going to have to change it again. Now that we got Summerall here and hired in the SEC. I'm wondering, do any of these guys play each other next season? That's kind of interesting to me. Hold on real quick. Let's look up Florida's schedule in 26. Let me share this on the screen so everybody else can see. So we don't have all the dates yet for these games. Hopefully you can see that. Florida, Georgia, Florida State, at Auburn. Ooh, look at that. Summerall goalish battle. That'll be fun. Oklahoma, Ole Miss. Who the hell knows who they're going to hire? South Carolina, Vanderbilt, Kentucky, Missouri, and Texas. Mighty Texas. All right. And then let's go goalish. Let's see. Let's see how well goalish is going to do against this schedule. Baylor, they sold his ass down the river, and they're going to have to play in Atlanta. It's not great. Not a fan of that. Southern Miss, Jacksonville State, at Bama, Arkansas. Ooh, Silver Man. Florida. Ooh, yeah, I mean, this is the schedule right here. LSU, Vanderbilt, at Georgia, at Mississippi State, at Ole Miss, at Tennessee. Good luck. Silverfield, let's see what you do. North Bama, that'll be a toss-up. You at Utah, good God. Who's doing these schedules? Tulsa, Georgia, LSU, Missouri, South Carolina, Tennessee, at Auburn, at Texas A&M, at Vanderbilt. Yeah, Silverfield's going 3-9 next year. I'm calling it. Shout out. Oh, Andrew Coat. Auburn lost, so I got to pay up. Goalish is a good hire, though. In my opinion, yes, I think it is. Did Arkansas really hire a coach or just pick a name? Oh, Lord. I mean, hell, I mean, the guy's got a winning record in the AAC, wherever that is. Florida hired Napier 2.0. Maybe rewind about 3 minutes ago. I said that's the stupidest shit you could possibly say. That John Summerall and Billy Napier are completely different coaches. We will not stand for nonsensory on this show. This is a serious problem. Silverfuck has a rough to go next year. Yeah, he does. I shouldn't call. He's probably a hell of a guy. We should give him a shot. They'll probably have to replace him in 2 years, but we should give him a shot now. I mean, let's not bury this guy before he even gets here. Summerall will be fired in 3 years. You are wrong. Well, if he is, I think that probably says more about Florida and how you can't win down there. That's what it would tell me if that's the case. All day, Trey. They just announced Florida's new coach, and Florida fans are already using Fire Johnson. Exactly. I mean, they don't like to hear this, but this is the absolute God's honest truth. Florida is two coaches, Steve Spurrier and Urban Meyer. And the rest of their history is basically dog shit. And Urban Meyer had to, I mean, break every rule and have murderers on the team, and all the team was getting arrested, and they love his ass because they don't win, you know, other than those two eras. So I don't understand why. I mean, Giffen didn't want it. So I don't know. I think this is a good one. Dollar General Razorback Stadium. Oh, Liquid says, I tend to agree with you, Mike, about Summerall, but I worry about the admin meddling with him. Well, I mean, that's true, but I mean, I've been saying for weeks, this guy I think is a quality coach, and I think he'd be a home run hire. Now, I didn't see him going to Florida, but it doesn't change the fact that now that he's at Florida, we can't just sit here and be like, well, this guy can't coach. I mean, I think he's a damn good coach. And again, if he's Mike Elko, Kirby Smart level good, are you going to give a shit that, you know, the offense may only score 28 points per game? I don't think people are going to care as long as you're winning. DJ Lagway needs to get released. He might right there. He might. Glazing from Florida. That's me. I'm just a Florida glazer. That you got me figured out. You have got me figured out. Billy Napier to Memphis. I don't know if Memphis would take him, to be honest with you. I heard Louisiana Monroe or some shit like that. I mean, that's more Billy speed. Chase says Silverfield is a perfect fit at Arkansas. He knows how to lose. Sorry. Oh, the jokes write themselves, don't they? Summerall couldn't even beat Napier. Yeah. I mean, that was a bowl game, right? Where the quarterback left, the running back left. I mean, again, that was Billy Napier's best win, by God. Players matter more than the coaches. I'm surprised some of us don't know that yet in the year 2025. You got to have players. And Tulane, I'm sure, didn't have a single player that Billy Napier would have traded for one of his own. Not on last year's team. How about this? This is a pretty interesting stat here from Brett McMurphy. American Conference coaches, Silverfield from Memphis to Arkansas, North Texas, Eric Morris to Oklahoma State, Tulane's John Summerall to Florida, and South Florida's Alex Golish to Auburn. So, man, they must have had some good coaching down there. I never really paid attention, but AAC. I think most of these teams are in like playoff consideration, right? Some of them. Golish did beat Florida this year. Now that, remember that? Of course, that's not saying much now that we know what Florida is. And we still don't know all these damn coaches. Remember that was what we were been sold for weeks, that everybody was waiting on Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin's his big domino. The rest of these programs are like, to hell with Lane Kiffin. We're just going to make a hire. We can't sit around. That's wild, right? So who in the hell is Ole Miss going to hire? They might have to hire DJ Durkin or Pete Golding with all these coaches gone. Some are all tweeting. Is that right? Let's check it out. Might have to follow him now that he's official. Official SEC coaches get a follow from me. All right, let's see. So John Summerall just he's tweeting green waves over here, blue waves or whatever. How dare you fool me? How dare you? These Florida fans, they're over him already. He's not even been officially announced. They're ready to fire John Summerall's ass. Well, you're a Florida fan. That checks out. Did Mike miss the fact Kiffin already made his decision? Show me where he did that. He's not made a decision. He has not made a decision official. You never know with that crazy bastard. He could change his mind up at any point in time. Now, LSU, God, imagine being an LSU fan and you think you're getting Lane Kiffin and at the 11th hour, you don't. The coaching search for Arkansas looked like, Alexa, hire the wrong person. Oh, man, I think Arkansas fans have no faith in Juracek, and I don't blame them. I don't think they should, but this played out about as horribly as you expected, didn't it, of all the candidates out there? Ole Miss needs to fire Lane for cause. They may very well do this. They may very well do this. Shane is currently digging through his crap in the basement looking for Tennessee's running game. Here's a prediction. Pete Golding, next Ole Miss head coach. He may very well. Let's see. Fire Summerall. Yeah, Shane's still upset about Vanderbilt loss. That is for sure. Chip Kelly's available. Joe Judge, we're getting some crazy predictions here. Why the hell would we be promised no G5 again? Who promised you that? Did Strickland promise you that? I don't think anybody, just because you read it on a message board doesn't mean anybody promised you that. AAC, alternative, awful, cat. I think you meant coaches, but they can't all suck. Can we get a wellness check? Oh, cousin Shane. I haven't heard from him, the big Tennessee homer. I don't even know where he's at. No idea. I'm going to send him a link here. Probably should have done that a while ago. see if he'll hop on here. He's walking. Yeah, that's. I can promise you he's not walking. More like eating. But let's see. Has Kiffin made a move yet? All right. We got an update here. Kiffin has made it clear to Ole Miss that he's leaving for LSU. LSU's original proposal to Kiffin, more than $90 million, making him near the top of salaries in the country. This was just shared literally moments ago from Ross Dellinger. And they have a team meeting at 1 o'clock. It was supposed to be 10 o'clock. Now it's 1 o'clock. No idea what the hell's going on down there. Now Lane Kiffin may not even be in the meeting. So why the fuck are we pushing it back and just do it, you know? Lane Kiffin's team leadership council tried to reach out to him and he didn't respond. So they're having to go to him to get just to talk to him. Apparently that's okay. So Lane, it's looking official. Dillinger, Kiffin is a. Cousin Shane has settled his contract with Cracker Barrel. That I think Lane Kiffin will be more welcome in Oxford than Shane is welcome in a Cracker Barrel right now. They're still at an impasse down there. Alex Golish, probably the best hire since Nick Saban. Whoa. We went from good enough for Arkansas to best hire since Nick Saban. Okay. Whew. Maybe Lincoln Riley. Can we get Lincoln Riley to the SEC? Do we want Lincoln Riley in the SEC? I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out why Eli Drinkwitz was worth $11 million. Did anybody watch that game yesterday? They threw for 20 yards. Of course, they won by two touchdowns, but damn. Alex Golish is Russian. Yep, we knew that. The Russian boar. Why do you think we called him that? Now he's the Russian war eagle, I guess. Russian eagle. I would love for Lane Kiffin to make a decision. Maybe we'll just stay on until he makes a decision. We'll one-up old Marty. They're doing 90-second clips with Marty. We'll just do a live stream for hours on end. I can't believe how many Florida fans are so pissed off at John Summerall. John Summerall's a really good coach. All right, hey, here's an update here. Arkansas will hold their press conference on Thursday. Why the hell are they waiting on Thursday? I don't know. But Ryan Silverfield on old Thursday will be introduced to the Arkansas people, probably because they want people to, it would have been smart for them to do it tomorrow, you know, while Lane Kiffin's doing his, so no one pays attention that they hired Ryan Silverfield. That would have been my advice, but they're not taking my advice here. And now we're getting reports if Kentucky is to move on from Mark Stoops. May happen today. Mark Stoops. Maybe Ole Miss can hire Mark Stoops. Gary says, hey, to be honest, I wouldn't mind having Lincoln Riley back as our offensive coordinator. Our offense is shit. Woo, buddy. This man hates Arkansas. And that's his team. Liquid, I agree with this 1,000,000%. Most Florida fans are irrational. Yes, that is true. Osama bin Kiffin. What an asshole. I mean, we tried to tell you, right? Have you seen the E360 documentary? They wanted to come on this program and promote that Lane Kiffin documentary. ESPN reached out. I have the emails to prove it. And I said, you know, I'm not going to I didn't say this, but I was thinking. I just said, we appreciate you for checking, but no, we're not interested. I'm not interested in promoting these narratives that I know are bullshit. I will not do it. So, I shall not do that. And I knew it was bullshit behind the scenes. Lane is all this, you know, he's turned a corner and family. I mean, I'm sure there's truth in there, but it's not accurate information. So again, that's, and more will come out on that, I'm sure. But yeah, not a great person. Colton, appreciate you. So it's okay for A&M fans to ride over Stoops, but bad when Florida does it to get someone. Gotcha. Voltard, y'all picking shoes. Mark Stoops is a shitty coach. That's the key difference here. Please provide evidence, any evidence you can find whatsoever, of John Summerall being a shitty coach, and I will listen. I shall listen, because you will not find it. Totally different circumstances. Ask Kentucky fans how they feel about Mark Stoops. Then, today, I mean, we literally have a guy on every week, covers Kentucky. He's a Kentucky fan through and through. I mean, he basically in tears that Mark Stoops did not leave for A&M. Meanwhile, ask Tulane fans or Troy fans, you know, how they felt about John Summerall leave. I mean, they would probably gouge out their eyeballs to get him back. It's a little bit different story here, Colton. Let's use our brains here. Let's use our brains here. Hope you enjoy having Arkansas at the bottom of the list for the next few years as we belong. Honestly, Mike, I don't have any hope anymore. Wait, all right. Maybe it's not completely hopeless, because we have also, if you've been paying attention, what I also said, I know there was like James Franklin, people got caught up in the James Franklin sweepstakes, right? And what do we say? Yeah, that would be a nice like splash hire. You'd win the press conference, but that's not how you do it anymore in today's modern football. You have go out there and get a coach, hire some elite coordinators, and I would imagine getting Silverfield, you have the money now to get elite coaching staff surrounding him, and more importantly, dedicate your money to the roster. That's what they've done at A&M. That's how you win big, I think, in today's modern college football. Go hire a good coach. And for all I know, this guy's a hell of a coach. I mean, I'm kind of kidding. I don't follow Memphis football. We watched him beat Arkansas this year. Arkansas's got a hell of a lot better roster than Memphis. And he won you that game. I thought it was kind of fluky. But he won it. You know what I mean? So I don't think it's doom and gloom. Let's at least give this guy a shot. Yeah, Ben thinks he's going to be all right. I don't agree with that, but Ben thinks it. His opinion is just as valid as mine. Mike, might have missed a couple super chat. I think I'm missing a lot of stuff here. Brandon, A&M's best season in years and still can't beat them Horns. They should definitely get in with three losses over Miami or BYU. Hey, I'm for all the SEC teams we get in the playoff, but I just don't think it's going to happen, particularly with Florida being a loss. That's, you may have missed this. I've kind of talked about this at length, but there's only a couple of criteria the playoff committee actually uses, and it is a formula, despite the nonsensical TV show that they promote, and they have these talking points. That's all poor shit. It's garbage. It's bullshit. One of the things they looked at is a metric called bad losses, and that's a loss to any team with a losing record. Florida has a losing record, finished the season 4-8, I believe. So that's a major, major ding on Texas resume. So that may be the thing that keeps them out. Just something to think about. Hi, Keely. I'm not an Arkansas fan. It's just funny to pick on them. Oh, that's not nice. That's not very nice. All right, anything else here? Any Has Lane Kiffin made a decision? And South Carolina fans want their coach fired. I mean, everybody, we can't fire everybody, right? Could be worse. It could be worse. We could have Mark Stoops as our coach. Yeah, so official. I mean, Auburn's releasing statements. They're thrilled. Alex Golish, yada, yada, yada. Ooh, I didn't even realize this. All right, so Memphis lost the last three games of the season. Fails to make the conference title game for six straight season. Ugh. God. What are we doing here? All right, I'm back. I'm completely out. I know I said let's give this guy a shot. I'm done. Can we do a coaching search of a coaching search? I mean, this is insane. Florida hired a coach that got beat 45-10 by Kiffin this year. Yeah, it's hard to spin that one, right? But again, players. It's not about the. I don't know why we always go to these coaches. Oh, Kiffin. That means Kiffin's a 35-point better coach than John Summerall. No, it means Kiffin had an elite roster. I don't know how much Ole Miss is spending, but I think it was around $25 million. I don't think Tulane's got $5 million to rub together. It's a pretty big gap there. Old, whatever your name is, G.L. Whore. G.L. Whore. Is that your name? I mean, it's players, man. It is players. We've got to get over this. I mean, yeah, Tulane couldn't beat literally a playoff team. What a shitbag John Summerall must be. I mean, what? And meanwhile, his team's in the playoff, perhaps, I think, if they win their conference championship. So a guy that's getting his team to the playoff is not good enough? Who the hell are you trying to hire? You know? And blame old Strickland. Strickland's a dumbass, and he ruined the coaching search for you. We cover that. Go back, check it out yesterday if you missed it. But basically, you know, Kiffin didn't want to be tied to Strickland. He had no confidence in Strickland. Strickland supported Billy Napier. Kiffin's got no respect for Napier. Strickland out here interviewing GM candidates before he even got Lane Kiffin to campus. It doomed Florida's chances to get Lane Kiffin. And they pivoted to arguably, I would say, the second best candidate on the board. And that includes, I mean, literally anybody. James Franklin. I'd rather have Summerall than Franklin. I'd rather have Summerall than Golish. Of course, Golish did beat you. And Golish didn't have your team. So, you know, maybe old Golish is elite. He certainly has looked like it at times. Here's another one. Ole Miss beat Tulane by 40. Yep. Good job, Mitch. Smart man. You didn't listen to anything I just said. So, players, this man, Phil. Phil looks like a smart man. Jimmy's and Joe's more important than the X's and O's. Liquid says Strickland is a menace to all the Gator sports, but especially football. And he got lucky as hell that he hired a pervert basketball coach that won the national championship. Otherwise, his ass would be out of there. You know what? So he got lucky with that one. Breaking news out of Knoxville. Pavia scored again. That's true. I think that's why Shane is not showing his face on here. We're still waiting on damn Kiffin's ass. Golish has updated his Twitter. That's when you really know it's official. How about this comment from Brett McMurphy? A tweet from a text from an agent. Only Lane Kiffin would burn the bridge while still trying to stand on it. That's a good line. Wish I would have thought of that. I mean, Kiffin's the ultimate bad guy here. You know what? I can't believe we've gotten to this point. I tried to warn you, Ole Miss fans, especially you, Tim. and all the rest of you, he ain't leaving. He ain't leaving. Shut up. He ain't leaving. Not only is he leaving, he's trying to derail a playoff team here. He's trying to sabotage a team that is destined for the college football playoff. And I get it, wanting to finish it out. Well, he didn't. You don't have to go to LSU. I mean, this is nonsensical. Then stay there and coach him. Win a national. Hell, Ole Miss could win a national championship. They literally could. I know they're not going to be favored to do it, but they're probably top five odds to win the national championship. They just went 11-1. Kiffin shot some Tennessee legend and told Ole Miss to kiss his ass. Not only that, but he said, kiss my ass and I'm going to bang your wife in front of you. Like, that's what he's trying to do. And people are like, ESPN's like, well, they should let him. Hell, he's wearing a condom. Shut up with that nonsense. I mean, this is crazy. He's trying to promote himself and his image and trying to, you know, say, I led this team here to the playoff, put me on national television. He's going to be doing game day and all this shit once Ole Miss kicks his ass to the curb, I bet. It'll be Saban sitting next to Kiffin, and they're going to be talking about, you know, how wrong Ole Miss did him and what he's going to do for LSU. I bet you that's coming. Yeah, they're going to give him the cook chair here. They're trying to put Ole Miss in it, but they're gonna put Lane Kiffin in it for college game day. I bet you. Maybe as soon as next week. Game day is already announced. They're going to the SEC championship game. You know, this is crazy. This is crazy. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, man. I can't do this right now, but we will do this. This will be fun. Ranking all the coaches now that we got all these changes. You're losing them regardless. Ole Miss is the one refusing to let him finish it out. Well, no shit, because they got to hire a coach. So Ole Miss, I mean, they should just wait till the end of the year. You know, signing day is literally, I don't know if people are aware of this. Signing day is, I believe, Wednesday. In a couple days here. So no coach, that's fine. You don't need a coach to sign players. Then we got the portal coming up. Don't need a coach for that. Whoa. I mean, what in the hell are we talking about here? This is insanity. Just let them finish it out. To hell with our pro. Like, is it the Lane Kiffin program or is it the Ole Miss program? I mean, I know the answer. Seems like other people don't. Oh, John Gruden to Ole Miss. How about that? I'm sure he'd ruin it pretty quickly. Kiffin, LSU tenure, over under 5 years. Oh, way under. He may do something scandalous in the first year. There's no telling with that crazy bastard. Golish lost to Silverfield. Uh-oh. I had no idea. Hell, maybe this Silverfield's better than Golish. I don't think so, but maybe. May have to go watch that game to get a read on these coaches. Mm-mm-mm. Golish never beat me. Uh-oh, there you go. Maybe Arkansas upgraded from Golish. How about that? Do you think about that? Maybe. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Ole Miss is shitting bricks. I would agree to that. I'm about to start shitting them myself if we don't get a resolution here. We still don't know what this crazy bastard's going to do. Old Lane Kiffin. All right, I think I've kind of run out of things to say. But once we get resolution on old Lane Kiffin, once Kentucky fires Mark Stoops, which could come at any point in time, or any other moves are made, I shall jump back on here and recap it all. But, I'm gonna need a break. I'm going to need to process all this. I'm going to track Shane's ass down. Hmm. All right. Yeah. I'm going to take a break here and then we'll stay locked in. I'm not going anywhere. Need to get to the bottom of all this madness. But until then, we'll be back this afternoon. And as always, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central. We're going to be recapping all these games. I don't know whether it's going to be a bigger story, though. The games or all this coaching nonsense. But probably a little of column A, a little from column B. But until then, we'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.